Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
All right, the tariffs against China have kicked in, and China is threatening massive retaliation. Welcome to this special report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and as you know, if you've heard my podcast over the last several days, I predicted exactly this scenario. I said that most countries will contact the White House and they will negotiate and they'll want to reduce tariff to zero, both directions. Most countries will want to play ball pretty quickly, but China will be the big holdout, I said. And I even said that this war with China, the trade war, could continue all the way through this summer. And it could even last the entire year, or it could be resolved in a month. We don't know. There's a lot of uncertainty around that, and that's causing panic in certain financial markets. But China is retaliating, and they are threatening to reduce exports or block exports of certain rare earth minerals. That's one thing that I said they would do. They're also threatening to put a counter tariff on all U.S. goods entering China, which is what I also said they would do. And I also warned they could start selling off U.S. treasuries. They may do that, but they haven't announced that yet. And even if they do that, I don't think that they will announce it publicly because it looks too punitive. They'll just do it quietly. But the other thing that they have announced, which is a very big deal, is they're going to ban the import of chicken and other agricultural meat products into China. And the reason this is really important is because a lot of U.S. companies, they freeze the pork and the chicken or what have you. And in some cases, I've heard they're shipping live hogs in 40-foot containers, which is incredibly cruel. That, I believe, is happening out of Arizona. Anyway, they're shipping these animals or frozen meats to China, and then China is doing the meat packing because they have the cheaper labor, and then that is shipped back to the U.S. for retail. So China's doing the processing, the cutting, you know, the packaging, etc. And this is true in many, many cases. Well, that's going to end. And this is going to cause store shelves to go empty on any of those meat products in particular, but it could be many other products that are shipped off to China for processing in China. And I do know that includes certain frozen vegetables and frozen fruits as well. So it's going to be, yeah, it's going to be interesting. This will cause some food shortage panic across the United States. So the bottom line is you are about to see a real trade war get underway between the United States and China. And both of these nations see this trade war as an existential conflict that they must win. So Trump is not going to back down on this. And from what we can tell, neither is China. So remember what I said the other day. This is like Trump and Xi standing face to face, and each one of them is strangling the other person around the neck. So they're strangling each other. Both of their faces are turning red, and neither one can breathe. And the question is, which one passes out first and then loses their grip on the other one? Okay, that's what this is. This is a mutually assured strangulation, which is better than mutually assured destruction with nuclear weapons. It's mutually assured strangulation. And we're going to find out. Now, here's the thing. Trump does not care how much pain is inflicted on the American people. And Xi does not care how much pain is inflicted on the Chinese people. So it doesn't matter how much this hurts America. Trump has never made that his priority. For Trump, this is about achieving global dominance and sending a message that you can't mess with the USA and that we make the rules, that we are the dollar, we are the hegemon. You know, you do what we say, because, well, that's all that Trump knows, and that's the way the U.S. empire has operated since the end of World War II. Well, I believe that that's about to come to an end for a number of reasons. Number one, these tariffs have only encouraged other countries to accelerate their move away from the dollar. And China, in particular, has really encouraged the ASEAN nations, that's A-S-E-A-N, to trade amongst each other in their own local currencies without using the dollar at all. And so a lot of trade now that's happening, and it includes other countries as well, like India and Turkey. A lot of trade that's happening around the world has completely dropped the dollar, and you're seeing, you know, Russia and India trade in rubles and rupees, and you know, a lot of trade in China with other currencies. And the dollar is being kept out of the loop. Now, Trump's tariffs are only going to accelerate that, like I said, but it's also the fact that the West weaponized the SWIFT system against Russia back in 2022. And all the other nations around the world remember that, and they remember that they don't want to be dependent on approval from Trump in order to be able to function in the banking system. So the world is ready for an alternative to the dollar. And if Trump is not careful here, he's going to lose this. Now, I do think he's also well positioned to potentially win this mutually assured strangulation game if he holds his ground, sticks to his guns, and is willing to see the U.S. economy suffer through severe pain for at least 6 months, maybe longer. He can still win this, but at what cost? At what cost? Probably he is going to make the Republican Party incredibly unpopular because of the economic pain experienced by the people. The U.S. relies on so much that's imported from China, and many components and many minerals, like I said earlier, that shutting off China, essentially enacting a trade embargo with China, which is about what this is. You know, Trump's saying now he's going to slap another 50% of tariffs on China. That's going to put tariffs from China at over 100%. So imagine the wholesale price of everything from China more than doubling, which means retail prices could triple on everything from China. You know, shoes and electronic components and oil filters for vehicles or whatever. That's going to be devastating. And if Trump isn't careful, he's going to end up putting America in a situation where everybody's calling for his head, not just the radical leftists, but, you know, business leaders will be saying, you know, we got to impeach Trump. He's destroying the economy. He's destroying America. That's what it's going to look like and maybe feel like for quite some time. Now, if China capitulates, then Trump's going to look like a hero. But then Xi will look like a weak moron, and she will suffer probably an internal revolution or maybe a coup, a political coup against himself. They will try to throw him out of office because they said, why were you so weak that you surrendered to Trump? Now you make China look weak, and now you've given up our negotiation strength in any other negotiations. So it's not just that China as a nation can't afford to lose this standoff, let's say. And it's also not that America as a nation can't afford to lose this. It's also that the political careers of Xi and Trump are really tied strongly to this outcome. So here's my prediction. If Xi gives in to Trump, Xi is finished. And if Trump takes too long and puts the United States of America through too much economic pain, he is finished, and the Republican Party gets wiped out in the midterms, which would be devastating to America because it would bring back in the insane, lawless, libtard leftists who also want to destroy America anyway. And they would just do everything to, you know, thwart Trump. I mean, Trump doesn't have 4 years. He's got a year and a half, basically. That's it. And if this situation with China doesn't turn around within that year and a half, Trump's done. Trump will go nowhere, and the Republican Party is done. Not that they're doing anything useful anyway, for the most part. I mean, have there been any arrests? Have you seen the Epstein files? Has the mRNA jab been yanked off the market? So my prediction is that the political futures of these two men, Trump and Xi, are also tied to the outcome of this. And if China wins, then Trump loses. And Trump will, his political career will be over, And probably the Democrats will sweep back into power in the midterms, which would be absolutely devastating to the United States of America, because the Democrats hate this nation and are constantly trying to, you know, dismantle it, of course. So this is why Trump is going to endure this standoff with China no matter what. And the longer China holds out, the more devastating the economic impact will be on the United States. This is going to accelerate the destruction of the middle class because everyday goods will become a lot more expensive. Many of them will double or triple in price. Everyday goods. I'm talking Walmart, Target, Amazon.com, dollar stores, everything. The things that people buy are going to double in price. Now, you might think, well, hey, this protectionism is going to result in U.S. manufacturing coming online and being able to compete and produce goods at a more efficient cost. And so before long, you know, prices will fall as U.S. manufacturers come online. Yeah. Well, you must be living in the 1970s if you think U.S. manufacturing is just sitting around waiting for an opportunity to come online. Folks, those factories are gone. Those factories were sold off, shut down. The equipment's gone. Okay, you don't have just spare factories sitting around ready to be turned on. None of that machinery even exists in America. You know, all the textile factories in New Jersey, they're history, folks. They're gone. How much manufacturing actually takes place in America? Hardly any. So, you know, protectionism only works when you have an industrial base domestically that can be turned on, and when you have a population that is willing to work. And we don't. And, you know, this is probably controversial to say it, but aside from a few exceptions, Americans aren't interested in working. They have no interest in working. They've been trained through COVID and the stimulus money and the handouts and the welfare system and the lawfare system and the victim system. They've been trained. Oh, we don't have to work. We just get free money from the government all day. And if we complain, we get free money. And if we threaten to sue, we get free money. The American people, by and large, although there are exceptions to this, but by and large, the American people absolutely will not work in factories. They will not work in factories. In fact, if you look at who is working in factories, the factories that exist in America, it's not Americans, is it? No, who is it? Who is it? Who's working in the factories? It's the same people picking the crops in California. These are the people that are working at the meat plants that haven't yet been shut down, which is a smaller and smaller number every year. Who are these people? Well, these are the migrants, of course. The migrants that Trump is saying he's going to deport. So picture this, folks. Trump erects this massive protectionism barrier around the United States. Says basically, we're not going to get any goods from China. We're going to make it ourselves. But we don't have any factories. And all the people who are even willing to work in the factories, Trump is going to kick them out of the country. So what are you going to be left with? You're going to be left with no factories, no workers, no products in many categories. Or you'll end up having to import, it's like really, really low quality stuff from, you know, India or wherever. Like stuff that's even lower quality than China. That's going to be fun. Imagine a fly swatter that doesn't swat. Huh? Yeah, that's what you're going to get. And it'll cost $5. So the dollar store is done. They're not going to be able to get product anywhere near a dollar. And the American consumer is about to find out that we're going into a sort of a product famine. And in certain categories, food supply chain disruptions that could last a very long time, for many, many months. And this is all because Trump wants to beat China in the trade wars. And, you know, hey, arguably, maybe he's right. Maybe this is a necessary short-term pain that we have to go through in order to get China to play fair. I'm not here to argue for or against that argument. I'm just telling you what is happening. And what's happening is going to be devastating for some period of time. So get prepared. Make sure you've got the products that you need now. Anything that's made in China is about to double in price, if not more. And you're going to have supply chain shortages that will just worsen and worsen. Now, here's some good news. What we sell at healthrangerstore.com, almost nothing comes from China because we went China-free in almost all our products over a decade ago. And even our gear, like our knives that we co-designed with Dawson Knives, they make those in Arizona, and they use steel out of New York. And it's MagnaCut steel. It's a very special high-end alloy. So we offer a lot of solutions that are made in America, not in China. HealthRangerStore.com. And when you shop there, you're supporting largely American companies, American manufacturing, American products. We do import raw materials as needed from other countries. And we are probably the most China-free manufacturer of health and nutrition and superfood products that you'll find anywhere in the world. Plus, we do all our own lab testing on top of that. But we do import raw materials from other countries, from Europe, from Mexico, from Canada, from, you know, India in some cases. And certain essential oils come from Turkey, for example. And we get, you know, honey from New Zealand and Australia and all kinds of things from different places. But we avoid China wherever possible. So support us and thank you for your support. And shop at healthrangerstore.com and get ready. It's going to get interesting. The supply chain is about to take a nosedive. And we're going to see which world leader runs out of breath and passes out first. Will it be Trump or will it be Xi? I guess we're going to find out. Take care. We've got a new product at the Health Ranger store called Oat Milk Powder. Here it is, available now, and it's got just one ingredient, which is oats. I mean, check it out. It's loaded with natural minerals, and it's about 5% fat, organic oat milk powder, certified organic, laboratory tested, and it's a great base for lots of smoothies. You know, I make my smoothies every day, and I started putting it in here as well. Just gives it an extra rich and sweet taste, actually. Oat milk powder is naturally kind of sweet. And if you really want to jazz it up, you can add a banana to it, or you can put whey protein in it. Let me show you what I have on my desk here, just some ideas of some of the things that I use in my smoothies, because, you know, I've been living on a smoothie for breakfast and lunch for like 20 years now. And so I'll use like Coco Energize, I'll use whey protein, I'll put broccoli sprouts in it for the sulforaphane, and there's the oat milk powder. I also use turmeric powder and then instant coffee sometimes, but those are currently out of stock at our store, so you have to check back on those later. And you can use anthocyanins for fruit-based smoothies, etc. But now I use a big Vitamix blender, but for those of you who want to have something more convenient for your office that's portable, we now carry the Blendy portable blenders at healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Blendy, B-L-E-N-D-I. And there's a couple different sizes there. Now, these clearly are not as strong as a Vitamix, but they're portable, great for at the workplace, great for travel. You know, you can use it in a hotel room, or, you know, you can use it on the go. You can use it, you know, traveling or in an RV or what have you. And these can blend up, you know, bananas and all these different powders and the new oat milk powder that we have as well quite successfully. And if you want to make my smoothie, it's really just put in like half an avocado and half of a big banana into the Blendy with some of these other powders, like, you know, cacao powder and whey protein powder, a little bit of turmeric powder, etc. And then you're going to get a smoothie really close to what I drink every single day. So that's how you do it. And we've got these products and so much more available at healthrangerstore.com, where every purchase helps support our network and our effort to bring you technologies and solutions and knowledge for human empowerment, life, liberty, and happiness. So thank you for your support for shopping at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for all your support. Take care.